Got a loose wire. Big.
One of those.
Hello, hello, hello. Test. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay, there we go. All right, so anyway, that's a theme song from The Lone Ranger with,
right.
I forget the guy, Johnny Depp, and the other guy, Hans Zimmer. But anyway, we're here for football. Hello, everybody. We are ready for some Friday Night Football tonight. It is our live streaming video game, along with audio, of course, as we will be bringing you the Lynn Classical at Peabody football game starting in just about 25 minutes from now. I'm Rick Moore, along with Paul Ingram, and our producer and engineer, of course, is Bill Proposky. And over on Channel A, of course, we've got our other game tonight, and that is Danvers at Lynn English with Bill Newell and John Squires. Tim Kearns is at Piper Field in Marblehead. He will be reporting live during both of these games on the Marblehead-Beverly game. Both teams 4-0 in that one. That's going to be a cool one.
Yeah, that should be interesting tonight and see, which team. I'll tell you, from just looking at scores, the Marblehead's really on a roll, and playing at home, I think that's an advantage for them in playing at night. So we'll see, but, you know, Beverly's got certainly some good skill players, and their kicking game is exceptional, so that might make a difference also.
Yeah, that should be an interesting game, and we apologize for not being able to be there. There's just no place for us logistically that we can broadcast from. So Tim will do the next best thing, and he'll be reporting out of there. And, of course, I'm sure the Salem News will be tweeting out of there, too, and probably Scott Cooper as well for the daily item. Okay, so we'll set the scene for this one. It's a beautiful night, an absolutely gorgeous summer-like evening here as we've morphed from August to to November back to early October again, and just a gorgeous night, no wind. Temperature probably in the mid-60s right now, and a brilliant half-moon shining over behind the scoreboard here at Memorial Field at Memorial High School in Peabody. Lynn Classical is warming up down to her left, all white uniforms with their ram on the helmet, and Peabody warming up down to the right. They got their blue jerseys on with the white pants, and numerals very easy to spot from our vantage point tonight. Each team coming in with a record of 1-3, looking to get on a winning streak and get back in the hunt here against Beverly and Marblehead, vying for the top spot in the NEC North. And we're just about halfway through the season already. Playoffs start, I think, in 3 weeks, if I have that right. So we'll come back and check in with Lynn Classical coach Tim Phelps. We'll talk a lot more about this game as well. And we'll have football coming up in about 20 minutes from Peabody High School. And again, it's Lynn Classical versus Peabody tonight on MSO News Sports. So stay with us.
If you want, I'll go over the team rankings.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews, seasonal favorites, are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today.
This is NSO, NewsSports.com. Bill Newell with Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School. And Tim, this week at Peabody.
Yeah, Peabody's a tough team, big and strong. You know, they kind of run right down your throat if you let them, and, you know, it'll be a tough contest. They're very good on defense. I think their run defense is excellent, so we've got our, you know, hands full here.
Yeah, I thought they might give Marblehead quite a battle last week. It turned out Marblehead's might be a very good team this year, and because they were impressive defensively in Beverly.
Yeah, I know it looks like their quarterback was out. Peabody's quarterback was out. I don't know if he's going to be back this week or not, but obviously Marblehead's pretty good. And, so, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens with us, and we got to take it game by game. We can't be looking ahead at anyone else. So right now we're looking for another victory, hopefully get it on Friday.
Yeah. Tim, what's any news with the team this week heading into this week's game on the just on the classical side of things?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, we're like any other team probably at this point. We got guys who are in and out. We've got an offensive lineman, that might be out here and there, but you know, for the most part we're relatively healthy, which is a good thing. It's still waiting on the kid Marcus Rivera to come back. It's possible this week he'll be back. Well, he's kind of, you know, taking it day by day as best he can.
Now, if Marcus comes back, what does he bring to the team, and what and where?
Yeah, I think running back one. I think he's, you know, our guys that have been running right now have been doing a good job, but I think Marcus, you know, being a senior, being a, you know, experienced guy, I think he's a next level kind of guy. I think he's got the ability to take it to the house if he gets a crease, which you know, the other guys might need a little more room. Just you know, that's the way it is, and then, you know, he's going to play defensive back for us, so he'll hopefully solidify some of that as well.
You know, it seems like Matt Loria is like kind of getting a little more confidence back there. Not that he didn't have confidence, but you know, somehow or other, the run, the pass, and the handing off and the keeping, you know, he's got that together.
Yeah, well, I think you know, one thing that we did this year, and we wanted to use Matt. Obviously, Matt's a great athlete and big, strong kid, but we wanted to simplify things for him, so it made it a little easier for him. You know, a single read, or, you know, kind of things to look for as opposed to trying to read a side of the field or the full field or anything like that. So try to simplify things and make him a little more aggressive, you know, and be able to use his talents a little more. And he's done a pretty good job for us this year.
And finally, Tim, just looking at your team, you know, is there a player or two that you think have progressed well for you this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, we got some young guys who have come along. I don't know. I can't think of necessarily any guys on the top of my head, but we got a lot of guys. We got a couple sophomores that are, you know, sophomores are sophomores until they, you know, get some experience, and we've got a lot of experience there. So guys are kind of, you know, turning the page a little bit for us. So if we can continue to get better every week, I mean, we could be, you know, still get some wins towards the end of the year.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Tim Phelps, head football coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sakis and Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sakis and Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, sakisandsports.com, to view our monthly specials vendor catalogs, or to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
All right, back in Peabody before the start of tonight's game, I'm Rick Moore along with Paul Ingram. And, Coach, we look at Lynn Classical coming into this game with a record of 1-3, Peabody with a record of 1-3, and with a little bit of luck, a play here and there, both of these teams could have had their records reversed at this point. Classical losing by 2 points in that game, the opener to Gloucester, and then losing rather definitively to Swampscott before beating Revere by 3, and then losing a week ago to Danvers, getting shut out. Peabody, meanwhile, an 8-point loss to Triton, and we all know that Triton at this point is 4-0 on a roll. They beat Malden a week later with a shutout, and then that really tough loss to Beverly by 3 points, and then last week, of course, a game that they might have had a better result in with a break here and there, losing to Marblehead. So Peabody coming in at 1-3 also. And I don't know, Coach, 1-3, both, who would have thought of it, of each of these schools at this point in the season?
Yeah, well, you're right about Classical. They at the very first game at Lynn, they kind of had Gloucester, and they gave up a big pass play. Jermaine Edward, and he went about 80 yards, and it just changed everything around there. So that was a tough loss. I don't know. I guess you expect a little bit more, especially from the Peabody team at this stage. They're a big school. But you know something? That Beverly game must have been very disappointing, because that would have been a big win. I always felt like you needed to... things are going bad, you need a win against somebody that's credible, and that would have been a big win for them last week.
Yeah, and Peabody's a little bit behind the eight ball because they've got two losses in league play now. And meanwhile, Beverly Marblehead both 2-0, and of course they're facing off tonight. Danvers 1-1 in the league, and then English and Classical just 0-1 in the league. So, you know, for Classical, they can climb right back into the race for a playoff spot, even though they're 1-3. And Peabody, it's a more of an uphill climb. Peabody has scored 50 points and allowed 73. They need to get their offense rolling, but Classical has even had a tougher time in trying to score. They've only scored 47 points in four games and given up 100.
Well, you always, you know, that defensive side is so important. It's very hard to outscore people. You've got to be able to stop people. So I always look at that defensive column when you're looking to see how a team's doing, and you'll see that generally the better teams, they may not score a lot of points, but they certainly have a strong defense. They also have the power ratings here, which is a system that they use to determine, you know, how a team ranks in its division based on who they played and who they defeated. And in Division 1A North, which Peabody and Classical are in, Peabody's ranked number 8th, and they have a power rating of only 6.75, and Lynn Classical is 11th. And their power rating is only 4.75. Lincoln Sudbury is in first place with 12.75. Then Chelmsford, Reading, Malden Catholic, Westford Academy, North Andover, Cambridge. So they got a ways to go there. They've got to defeat some pretty good teams, at least teams in their same conference. If you beat someone in a conference above you or a Division I school, you get 12 points. So. You know, I think tonight would be very important for both teams, at least because they're in the same conference. It'd be add to their point total, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and as I said, we've got the playoffs are only a few weeks away. We're really at midseason now. This is the fifth game. Most schools play 11 or 12, so we're just about at midseason, and it has come upon us pretty quickly. About 11 minutes away from game time and other games. We should remind you that we plan to have live streaming video tonight. We're supposed to have it, but a little bit of a delay, so hopefully we'll have our live streaming video up in just a little while for this game.
Should also say, Rick, this playoff system that, you know, they're going through is, I believe, that they were thinking about voting on it, but what happened was there was no alternative, so they went along with it for another year.
Yeah.
So no one's proposed anything different. I would like to see them go back to the old system, but I don't know if there's enough people in favor of that to make it happen.
Well, we just got word from our streamographer. He's on his way, so we will have live streaming video. Probably get off a little bit late, but we will have our live streaming video tonight. Andrew Nicastro doing double duty tonight and a game over at St. John's Prep, so he is on his way. And he'll be checking in with us pretty soon and getting the video up. Well, I know, Paul, that Division 2 and 2A will be the winner. The winners at the end of the season will be going down to Foxborough, so I'm really pulling for someone from the Northeastern Conference to make it so we can get down there and follow them. And I guess the only schools that won't be going down will be Division 1 and Division 4.
Well, it's funny. I played at Falmouth down on the Cape, and they're in Division 2A South, and they're leading. They have a very strong team this year, and I'd love to see them go. That would be great. And, maybe there'd be a North Shore, South Shore matchup against Marblehead or Gloucester.
Cape Cod North.
Maybe,
Cape Cod North versus Cape Cod South, huh? Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll come back. Actually, we won't take a break just yet. I want to remind you that over on Channel A, it is Danvers at Lynn English. That game getting underway as ours does also in just a few minutes. Let's see how far away we are. We're about 8 minutes away. And, again, Beverly at Marblehead. Both of those teams at 4-0. Tim Kearns will be calling in scores from that game over on Channel A. We'll try to get him on Channel B here. I'm not sure if we will. And we will get our live streaming video off in just a little while. Other games, Gloucester playing Winthrop at East Boston. And, Coach, have you ever played at that stadium at the airport?
No, I haven't. I'm not sure I know where it is either.
Well, you know, when you go into the airport, it's that stadium right there.
Oh,
at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been refurbished, and I guess it's really a nice place to play. But
yeah. Well, certainly Winthrop needed an upgrade. Even when I was coaching, it's been a few years now, part of the stands were, let's just say they were unsafe and they had them closed off. But the field itself was tough to play on. And, when they upgrade these fields now, they don't just upgrade the field itself, but the lighting system is mm-hmm. better too, and that's huge.
Well, I remember a game here a few years ago when Anthony Enderle, for you, I think he was going off to our right in the right end zone, and with the way the lights were there, he disappeared around the 10-yard line and just disappeared into the night because of the way
yeah.
the lighting was.
Yeah.
But there are no shadows here tonight. I mean, these lights are terrific at the Peabody Field, which has also been rebuilt. It's a gorgeous field. And I was here the other day trying to get a hold of Coach Betancourt. Didn't make connections, but all the teams that were out here at that time, they had soccer and field hockey on this field. They had football on a practice field. Cross country was out here working out as well. Just tremendous to see how these facilities are now. They're so much more functional.
Well, it's so nice, too, for the JV and freshman teams. Because a lot of times, if you had a grass field, you couldn't play those games on because you're just afraid of the wear and tear.
Yeah.
So now they can play everything on the synthetic turf, and it's a big thrill for the kids to play on it, too. And
well, I apologize. Go ahead.
Becomes old hat after a while, but when you're young and being able to play on the synthetic surface, the same as the Patriots play on, it's a lot of fun.
I apologize beforehand before the coughing and sneezing and wheezing. I'll do my best not to go into the mic, but you know how it is when you have a cold. Other games, Saugus is playing at Revere tonight. Both schools looking to get back on the winning track. Bishop Fenwick is at Austin Prep. In the CAL, it's Amesbury at Ipswich. Hamilton Wenham under Coach Jim Pugh against Georgetown. Whalen at Masconomet. And You heard Gavin Monagle on our pregame show on Bill Newell's football preview show. Manchester Essex is at Linfield. Triton at Newburyport trying to keep their string going from 4-0 up to 5-0. We talked to the Triton coach this week, too. Bill did. Pentucket at North Reading. Stoneham at Wakefield, and Wakefield now winning two in a row. Looks like their sophomore quarterback that we saw, Paul, talking to Coach Cummings this week, was saying he's just matured by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, I think, what did we see in the second game of the
season? Yes, second game.
And he was impressive, and I don't think he's a sophomore anymore. At least he's not playing like a sophomore.
That's what Coach said, and they give him more and more to do each week, and he's able to handle it and doing very well. And the other thing is that the senior quarterback, the captain, who was injured and out for the season, has been helping the sophomore out, so that's pretty impressive.
That's great.
Yeah, that's cool. Excuse me. Other games, Melrose at Wilmington, Belmont is at Reading, Lowell at Malden, Everett at Medford, Malden Catholic at BC High. Tomorrow, kind of a slim schedule. Oh, and Salem is at Swampscott tonight. That game is under the lights. We were going to do that game tomorrow, but they've moved it to tonight, and we can't really be in three places at the same time. We can be in two, though. St. John's Prep, big game against Catholic Memorial tomorrow. That's a home game. Essex Tech is at Greater Lawrence, Archbishop Williams at St. Mary's at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. The Essex Tech game is at 10, and the Prep is at 1:30. Holderness at Pingree at 3, Chelsea at Whittier, Northeast at Shawsheen at 6:30. And Endicott is off this weekend. They'll be playing at Maine Maritime next week. All right, Andrew Nicastro has arrived. We have our streamography getting set up, so we'll be a little bit late with our live streaming video, but we will be having a video of this game momentarily. In the meantime, the Lynn Classical Rams have arrived. They're on the far side of the field, set up in a linear fashion, and we are awaiting the arrival of the Peabody Tanners after warm-ups. The Peabody High School color guard is off to our left, and I believe they are an Army ROTC color guard with their silver helmet liners on and the green uniforms, the dress greens.
Rick, maybe people would be interested in see how the football ratings are for at least the four divisions. Division I North, Central Catholic is ranked number one, with Lexington second, which is great for Lexington. It's been a few years since they've been up there. Division I South is BC High, and then Newton North in second place, and Xaverian in tied for second place, which Xaverian was thought to be probably the best team in the state at the beginning of the season. Division 1A North, Lincoln Sudbury, with Chelmsford second, and Division 1A South, King Philip. I'm not sure where that is. Bridgewater Raynham has had some big wins, and they're ranked in Division 1A South in fourth. And Beverly's in Division 2 North. They're ranked number one, with Tewksbury right behind them, and then Belricker. Belricker, as I understand, they beat Everett, I believe, in quite a game, an overtime game. Division 2 South is Duxbury. We lost to Duxbury my 2009, I believe. They always have a strong team, and they're doing very well again this year. Division 2A North is Marblehead, with Gloucester in second place. And Division 2A South is Falmouth, with Silver Lake in second place. Triton in Division 3 North is in first place, with Bishop Fenwick rated right behind them. In Division 3 South is Hanover and Old Rochester. And Division 3A North is St. Mary's in first, and in second place is Stoneham. Division 3A South is Archbishop Williams and East Bridgewater. So the North Shore is well represented here.
Yeah, let's hope that continues. I want to go down to Gillette, Paul. And we should point out again, Coach Paul Ingram here up in the booth. I believe it's our sixth year together now. And Coach, four straight years in the high school Super Bowl down at Gillette, winning three times, losing to a superior Duxbury. That's what we call them, but a superior Duxbury team that year. All right, the Peabody Tanners are coming onto the field. We'll take our last break and get this game underway, as it will be Lynn Classical against Peabody tonight from Peabody Memorial High School.
supporting the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
The Bradford Tavern Restaurant in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting offering the finest steaks, freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week. The restaurant features two separate function rooms, ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com. We hope to see you soon at the Bradford Tavern. The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are interested in replacing your home's kitchen cabinets, please see the kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of Moynihan Lumber's three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
This game is brought to you in part by the Gloucester House Restaurant, offering the freshest seafood right off their boats to your plate. Sarkisian Sportswear, delivering quality team and corporate apparel, located on Route 1 South in Peabody, and at SarkisianSports.com. Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, preserving Lynn's past and promoting Lynn's future at 590 Washington Street. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance, delivering complete peace of mind. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for estate planning and tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, Rantoul Street, Beverly. Honeydew Donuts of Lynn, Salem, Malden, and East Boston.
Lovely rendition by a student down in the field. Could you do that, Paul?
I could hold a camera of the picture.
Yeah, I could hold a microphone. Great job. I don't know how you do that in front of so many people. Good crowd here. Mostly filled stands here on the near sideline. Of course, both schools on this side with Lynn Classical. Always having a pretty good following. The student body shows up a lot for these games, and Peabody always supporting the Peabody Tanners. Tonight's officials, courtesy Phil Brody up here in the booth. Dave Vinciaro is the referee. Rob Nardone is the umpire. Linesman is Gino Borgonzi. And we have a father and son combination. Line judge is Jack Kahn, and the back judge is C.J. Kahn, dad and son, where Jack is the dad. So we are ready to go. Lynn Classical will be receiving down to our left. They have a returning back tonight that they're happy to have back in the lineup, Marcus Rivera. But back deep for the Rams is, it looks like it's Alex Pedro on the near side. And what's the number on the far side, Paul? Can you see it? Looks like it might be Chase Bono, number two. Yeah, it is. It's Chase Bono. And kicking off is D'Amato, I believe, for Peabody. Good high kick comes down to the 13-yard line. And return to the 10, 20, cut it outside to the 25, down the sideline, 30, 40, and tackled just short of the 49-yard line. That was Alex Pedro.
Your last man on the kicking team on each sideline, their job is to contain. In other words, nothing gets outside of them. And they lost contain on the far sideline because once they get around that contain man, they get a free freeway right down the sideline, and you work on that, and that's their sole assignment.
Matt Lauria back at quarterback again. There's a pitch to a running back coming around the right side, across midfield to the 45 and down the sideline to about the 39-yard line. And that is Chase Bono. He's a sophomore, 5'10", 175.
Well, they got around the corner real well. There was a very good blocking on the outside by Classical.
He gets the first down on a 12-yard gain to the Peabody 39-yard line. Classical, direct snap. Again, Bono this time, counterplay. Stop for about a yard loss, I think.
Gloucester, earlier in the season, scrimmaged Peabody, and they run multiple offenses, and but it, on defense right now, they look like they're running a 5-2 defense. Versus the tight formation of Classical, because Classical will also spread you out.
Jason Ruiz is their center. He's only a sophomore. A lot of young guys on his Classical team as they are now midway between the hash marks. In the white uniforms, moving from left to right. In motion is Bono. Gets the pitch. Gets first down yardage and more down the sideline. And he almost breaks it for the touchdown, but he's dropped out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. Just knocked out of bounds. Another first down. Big yardage.
It's almost like an option, but it's predetermined he's going to pitch the ball. But they've got the other two backs are lined up behind the tight end and the tackle to the left on that in that case, and they've just got more blockers than Peabody has defenders, and they're lining up to this side.
Bono in motion again. This is the time it's a keeper by Lauria, and he spun around and dropped for a loss.
Well, that's probably the counter off it where they fake the pitch and quarterback keeps it.
Cam Powers makes the stop and a nice defensive tackle. By the defensive tackle, Cam Powers, junior, 5'11", 195. Set the offensive line for Lynn Classical. Jason Ruiz is up front. Noah Morris and Javier Delgado are the guards. Delberto Sarita and Nick LaBella are the tackles. Matt Lauria, the quarterback. See if it's looks like it's Eric Montoya who split to the right side, or actually his tight end right side. Pitch to the running back, sweeping the right side, cutting it outside and dragged down after about a 1 yard gain, maybe a 2 yard gain. This time the running back is, that's number three, Melvin Nieves. He's a junior, 5'9", 170. Gets it back to the 16.
Well, they're getting to the edge.
So welcome to our live streaming video tonight. Hope you're enjoying it. And obviously this game on Channel B as well. No score, just underway. 8.5 minutes left to left to play first quarter. Nieves is tight on the right side with the wing tight to the left. Left. Complete over the middle to a big receiver close to the first down at the 7. Get that number, coach.
Number 5, Rick.
Yep, that's David Bernard. He's a sophomore, yeah. 6 feet, 220.
Well, that was a good play. They faked the dive and ran a paw pass, a stationary target for the quarterback to hit. He hit him right in the chest.
It's fourth down and one. They're at the 8-yard line.
Oh.
And we have illegal motion against Classical. What a killer that is. It went right up to the line of scrimmage, but
right.
Then they got called.
You know, this thing of hurry-up offense, sometimes you wonder, you know, trying to get the plays off so quickly. And
well, I don't know. Did you ever do that, Coach?
No. No. I mean, we had series where we'd run two or three plays that we'd practice in a row, but not a...
Well, is the...
You know, once you get down in this territory, I like to slow everything down and make sure everyone knows what they want to do.
Well, now it's fourth and six. Double reverse. Handoff. Nieves gets it on the second handoff, and I think he's going to be short of the first down.
Well, it was like a crisscross on the wing tee, an inside handoff on a reverse, so that penalty was big.
So,
the other thing,
see,
too, is when you get down in this territory, you don't want to, you know, you work your way down, and maybe the quarterback's going on one, and then all of a sudden he decides to go on two, and you get an illegal procedure by him changing the snap count. So there's a lot of things, you know, you want it to run smoothly in the scoring zone.
42 yards, go for naught on six plays. Now the Peabody Tanners take over at their own 9-yard line with their backs up against it. First time in the game they've had the ball with 7:33 left to go first quarter. D'Amato is the quarterback. He is back in action. Shoots it complete right side. Flag down, and it's across the 20 to the 25-yard line. And it looks like the completion...
I wonder if they're going to call that a pick.
I think it was to... Was it
right?
44? I don't know who.
Yeah, what happened was the I think one of the receivers blocked one of the defenders downfield while the ball was in the air.
Well, they are bringing it back. Would have been at the 22 for the first down, but they're going to bring it back half the distance to the 4. Wow. So it's at the 4.5, so we'll call it the 5, I guess. And now... It's first and almost 15. This time, Laurier hands off on a run play, counter play. Some pretty good yardage out across the 10-15-yard line. And I think that's Noah Friedman carrying the ball, number 33. It is. Friedman gets it out to the 15. So that's a big pickup. It'll be second down. More manageable. 5 yards to go now. So Abe Kappa is the center. And this is a big line, Paul, 230. At the center, 235 and 260 the guards, 265 and 265 the tackles. Oh, we're bringing this one back.
Yeah, I was wondering where the down marker was not moving.
Oh, boy.
So.
Oh, boy. Oh, my word. So, now we go back to the 2-yard line. My.
We started a game like this when I was coaching. I think we had 4 in a row illegal procedures.
Well, it's only 17 to go for the first down, but you're back up against it. This is a run play. Looks like a sweep off to the right. Friedman following blockers. Gets a couple of yards, maybe to the 8. So that's really the first play they've run from scrimmage, finally. It's a 6-yard gain. Wipe out the other couple of plays. And now it's 2nd and 12, so it's still manageable. The original line of scrimmage was the 9, so they've got to get it to the 19 for the first down, but it's only a 2nd down right now. 2nd and 12. D'Amato passes it. It is complete. Big yardage out to the 20, to the 25-yard line. Eric DeMaio.
Play action pass, and Plaskill got sucked up. One of the most people don't realize that your secondary has to read keys. You can't just look at a receiver. You can't look at the quarterback. By the time you find out if it's a run or a pass, it's too late. So generally you have to key tight ends or tackles to see what they do to read pass or run.
There's a pitch to the man in motion, cuts it over center. Gets to the 35 before he's hauled down. That was Jake Daugherty, all-purpose athlete for Peabody, one of the captains. Gets it to the 39, almost the 49, almost the 40. So, oh, I'm sorry, it's at the 34, excuse me, 34. So it is almost a 7-yard gain. 2nd and 3, I formation behind quarterback D'Amato, handoff following blockers, a couple of yards. on that near hash mark. And carrying the ball was number 33 again. That's Friedman. Freeman. Friedman is a junior, 5'9", 175. Ball is at the 41. So it is third and about a yard to go. A long yard to go for the first down. Clock moving at 4:44. No score. First possession by Peabody. Again, I formation. Twins to the right side. D'Amato hands it off to Friedman. Racing outside. First down. 40. 45. Midfield. Penalty flag goes down as he's knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line. This might be on Peabody again.
Well, they talk about backs having good hips, and you can see that with that run right there.
Well, it's a 14-yard gain for Friedman if it stays. This may be against Classical.
Against Classical.
Face mask. Oh, boy. Oh, that's going to add on 15 more and put Peabody in scoring range, or at least in threatening range. Ball goes down to the 31-yard line. So this will be the seventh play of the drive, taking away. Well, actually, they ran it two more times, so it will be the ninth play of the drive, given the penalties. 4.5 minutes left to go. And no score. Classical with one possession. They drove from their own 39 down to the Peabody 9 before it stalled. And they actually got to the 8-yard line. Peabody starting at their own 9, and now they're at the Classical 31. So now they're back in a shotgun after running the I. Wing off to the left, one receiver to the left. Oh, it's an I again.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's an I formation.
Yep, he's under center. And here's DeMeo cutting it outside, cutting it back inside across the 20. Inside the 20, too close to the 15-yard line.
Well, at the point of attack, there's a big hole.
Ball is put at the 22-yard line.
So their formation goes guard, tackle, slot, and then split end, but they're very tight to the formation.
Well, Eric DeMeo, a junior, did a lot of blocking last year for Doug Santos, and he's doing a lot of running right now. He's the fullback. Give it to the tailback, though. Loses the ball. Classical recovers at the 9.
Well, they ran an ISO into the middle, and the defender was in the backfield, and the ball just shot out. Boy.
69 yards of offense goes for naught, and we have first turnover in the game as Classical takes over at their own 9. And actually, it's at the 9. So 3:39 left to go in the first quarter. And Rams start their second possession. So a couple of first downs for Peabody in their drive, and three first downs for Classical on their first possession, but now they will take over on the near hash mark. Loria back in shotgun, looking to pass, but he decides to run. And he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's cut down at about the 7.
Hey, number 9 was wide open on our sideline. Just that he didn't have time to find him.
Nolan Murphy makes the tackle. He's a little guy, 5'6", 140. He's a cornerback. And he, Submarine Loria. Loria, 6 feet, 200, with a lot of experience. So Matt Loria loses yardage, and the Rams will face a 2nd and 12, I believe. It's back to the, it's back to the 6. So it's 2nd and 13. Cam Powers, James McCarthy, Dan Canella, Brandon Muse up front for Peabody on defense. And now we have a penalty before the play. That usually indicates it's on the offense.
How many penalties have we had already, Rick?
Procedure against Classical. And we'll bring it back to the Classical 4-yard line. I don't know, Coach.
Pretty
let me see.
Sloppy start here.
1, 2, 3, 4. We've had at least 4. 3 of them on Peabody. Beautiful night. No wind. Cool for football. It's cooled down substantially since this afternoon. I'm Rick Moore along with Paul Ingram. three Super Bowl trophies. You get to keep. Do you have a trophy for the Super Bowl that you keep in the house? You get one.
They give the head coach a nice plaque. Mm-hmm. It's the state of Massachusetts and your name and all that
nice.
On it. So it's
very nice.
Yeah.
All right, Loria rolling to his left from the end zone, shoots it over the middle to the 10-yard line. Actually, it's on the left side, in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. I think it was Bernard, Dave Bernard, the big guy. And it'll be third down. Down to 2:13 left to go in the first quarter. No game tomorrow for us, but we'll be back with plenty of games next week.
There's also a trophy the school gets, and they put it in the, like across high school, we have them in the trophy case.
I think the coolest thing is the picture. When you get a picture taken after the game and then it's framed and so on. I think that's the coolest thing with the trophy presentation. To me, that's the real cool thing, because you got all those kids there and you'll see that forever. All right, they have spread the field. Receivers wide right, wide left, incomplete at the 40-yard line, intended way downfield for Ishmael Johnson, 6'2", 165. It'll be fourth down for Classical.
Well, if you're going to miss long over the defenders, so.
Now, Matt Loria does everything. He's the punter as well. No, he's not. He's not going to punt. I'm sorry.
Rivera, I believe.
Yep.
Isn't it?
And right-footed short kick. It's going to be fielded at the 35-yard line. Return to the 30, to the 25. Bobbing and weaving, another penalty flag. Return to about the 21-yard line by number 21 on your program, and that is Cedric Gutierrez. But two more flags come down. That one was thrown way away from the action, the first one. So what do we have here? Excuse me. Dave Pinciaro is the referee heading right for us. Block in the back. Two of them. So they can only take one of them, right? So we'll bring it back 15. That was too bad. It was a nice return by Gutierrez, which would have set Peabody up at the 21 after the short kick. But they're still in great shape at the Classical 38. So Classical has to stiffen on defense once again and got to stop or come up with a turnover again. Peabody taking over at the Lynn Classical 38. And let's see. 38 total yards at this point for the Rams.
Well, they're staying in that tight slot, high formation.
Mm-hmm. And off to DeMail. Tailback, running right. Oh. Another penalty. He breaks away from a tackle at the 35 and lunges forward to the 32. But I think this will come against
Peabody.
Well,
you know what it is? I think, Rick, it's a split end. It must be cracking back because they're getting around the corner. And we got to hold it.
Yep.
So.
Well,
they don't announce it, but they do tell the officials tell the coaches who the penalty was on, so you know what number and what player. So,
well, only
make the correction.
Until a few years ago, they wouldn't even announce the college players until a couple of years ago. And I don't, you know, I think it's good policy. Let the coach know, but you don't have to announce it. So it is a 10-yard penalty, making it second. Check it. First and 20 for Peabody. At their own 40, at the Classical 48-yard line. So Tanner's moving from right to left. They've got the blue jerseys on with the white numerals. Man in motion. Matt DeMatteo back from an injury. Hand off to the first back, DeMatteo, off of tackle. And he's wrestled down at about the 44.
Can't tell if that's a dive or a trap.
So we'll put it almost at the 43. Give him five. So second and 16, as you hear. And the big guys up front, Abe Kappa, Mike Locke, Dan Smith, David Pence, Randy Ramos for Peabody. DeMatteo, quarterback. DeMatteo is the fullback. And the tailback gets the handoff. No, it's a play action. Overshot, almost intercepted. Almost intercepted again by a couple of Rams. And the first man to the ball back there was Ishmael Johnson, but it went off his fingertips.
It's one of those throws where you try to be too perfect. You aim it instead of throw it, and the ball sails on you.
D'Amato has a lot of experience. He was a starting quarterback last year, of course, for Peabody. And back from an injury, from a thumb injury. No score, 32 seconds left to go, first quarter. Our streamographer for tonight, Andrew Nicastro, bringing you this game from Peabody's Memorial High School. Great venue. Great tradition here at Peabody High School as well. Stacked eye. Well, it's an offset eye. Pitch to Friedman. Gets some yardage out on the right side. Goes forward. And he's going to get the first down down that sideline. And still carrying tacklers with him inside the 25. Look at that. All the way down to the 23. What a run by Friedman. Coach, he's 5'9", 175.
Well, I guess you hear Belichick say the defensive end's got to set the edge. Well, what happens is they're getting around the edge, and that's what happens when you don't set it. And either it's a defensive end or a cornerback, somebody has to come up and turn the play in.
I don't know that we're going to get this play off. We're not. End of the first quarter. No score here in Peabody between Lynn Classical and Peabody. And we'll be back with the second quarter right after we have this quick break on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Well, Marblehead has jumped out on top to a 12-0 lead. 4:07 left in the first quarter. Marblehead intercepted Beverly's first play from scrimmage and ran it back 81 yards. Lopez, a 5-yard run for the touchdown after that. And Marblehead scoring again. They're now leading 12-0 over Beverly over at Marblehead. Meanwhile here, Tanners have a first and 10, and they're at the 22-yard line of Classical. Play action, thrown, complete at the 13-yard line. And that is to... Number 34. We don't have a 34 in the program.
It's 84. Is it 34 or 84?
Was it 84? Okay, my eyesight is so bad. That's better. That's Brandon Muse. Thanks, Coach. Moving the chains. The ball is at the 13. 10-yard gain. First and 10 at the Classical 13. Run play. Friedman trying to sweep the left following DeMeo's block. He's hit but carries another tackler with him forward. And he's close to the goal line.
Well, Classical has to do something to that slot formation. They're getting around the end too easily, and
it's at the 3, so almost a 10-yard gain for Friedman. Second down and less than a yard for the first down. Ball on the far hash mark, and now Peabody, after threatening on the most recent possession and not scoring, they're threatening once again. Just underway, played 1 minute here in the second quarter, no score. Game has been
now
marked.
They're coming over, Rick, if you see. You got more bodies over here now.
All right, so it's a sweep to the right.
It's not going to make any difference.
You're right, and it's a touchdown for Friedman. Peabody leads 6-0. Nothing fancy, Coach, just a sweep to the right. And that's seven plays, 38 yards for the Peabody Tanners to go out on top. By a score of 6-0.
Generally, blocking is you get the advantage if you have the angle, and the split end is just coming down, and he's got a great angle on the contained people, and they're getting around the corner.
So we will try a single point after. And looks pretty good. Lex Cole kicks it through the uprights. It's 7-0 Peabody. So the Tanners warding off all the penalties that they have been assessed. I think they've been assessed four or five already here in this first half. But they break through on the scoreboard first, leading by 7-0. And it has been primarily the running of Noah Friedman. We should point out Matt D'Amato is back at quarterback after having a thumb injury for the Peabody Tanners. And also back in action is Marcus Rivera for the Lynn Classical Rams. He had been injured as well. So the Rams need to get some offense mustered now. They had a good drive, their first possession, and they went 3-and-out on their second. And again,
hard to overcome penalties, but they did.
Marblehead leading Beverly 12-0 in the first half over in Marblehead. Matt D'Amato will kick off. Puts the right foot into it. It is a short kick that bounces at the 35
into
a receiver and gets it to the 40-yard line.
Real short kick.
And I'm not sure who hauled it in. I think it might have been Ishmael Johnson. Cooling off nicely here and turning into an October night with Classical having the ball now at their own 39-yard line. With 9:50 left to go in the first half. A lot of penalties have slowed the game clock down here in this first half, but very competitive first half. And for the Rams, they've got Jason Ruiz up front again. He's 5'10", 195. High snap, Laurier pulls it in. Play action, shoots it over the middle. Oh, what a hit. Oh, my goodness. After the ball went by, and David Barnard was splayed out by Peabody's Jake Daugherty. Yikes.
Well, when you tell your quarterback, when you throw a pop pass, you got to throw it to the face or lower, because if you put your arms out, you know you're going to get hit from the safety.
Mercy. And he was blocked, but no penalty.
I believe that ball was tipped.
Noah Morse, left guard, or guard, Javier Delgado, both 205, 210 respectively. Laurier back in the shotgun. He's going to run with it, and he's going to be wrapped up in the backfield. Wow. First man back there looked like it was Dan Canella, Jr. Well, I'll check it. It was not 59, but rather 55. That's Matt Ball. Daugherty, DeMail, Mendoza, the linebackers, Gutierrez, Murphy, McGuire, Marcus Barker. Defensive backs for the Peabody Tanners. But it's 3rd and 13 now for the Rams. Counterplay, handoff. Run play is going to be stopped for another loss as Melvin Nieves tackled in the backfield. Swarming defense by Peabody, and Classical has to give it up.
Well, the secondary, you got to give the secondary credit to. I'm not sure. It's probably a safety that came up and made the tackle. Recognize the play.
Yeah, it's at the 34. So, net loss of 4 yards on that possession. So, Gutierrez will fair catch it at the 36-yard line for the Peabody Tanners. Leading 7-0. .821 left to go first half. Let's flip the scoreboard page here. .107 yards of offense for Peabody. .34 for Lynn Classical. Hope to be talking with Peabody Athletic Director Phil Sheridan at the half. If he has time, he's going to come up here and chat with us. Ball is at the 36-yard line for Peabody. And they are moving left to right. 8:21 left to go. First half. At the near hash mark. Twins off to the left. Hand off to DeMeo. He reverses his field from left to right and gets yardage across the 40 to the 43. Boy, nice run by DeMeo.
Well, I think now Classical over-pursued. And he cut it back across the grain and found an opening.
Out to the 45. 9-yard gain. And he was spotting the hole, reversing his field nicely, was DeMeo, and he's a junior. Second and one. That's an 8-yard gain. So it's second and two. Six defenders up at the line of scrimmage. Handoff, run play. Friedman, busted tackle, keeps going. And finally he is spun down across the 50, 45, 44-yard line. He's at the classical 44.
Well, Peabody is winning the battle at the line of scrimmage.
First and 10, 11-yard gain for Noah Friedman, who has the Peabody touchdown. Tanners break the huddle. They maintain that tight formation. And it's a pitch to the tailback, running around the left side. 40, 35, squirting loose, 20, still on his feet, with balancing by his hand, inside the 30. And yet another penalty. Carrying the ball was Lex Cole.
I'm not sure if they're going to call it on Doherty, but I thought it was a legal block.
Well, Lex Cole got the ball inside the 25, but it's coming back. Yep. So we'll bring it back. And Coach Betancourt being waved off the field. Chop block.
Well,
you saw it?
It's blocking. Well, it's blocking below the waist, but...
Well, this is going to be a big one, coming all the way back to the 41. And Coach Betancourt is not very happy. He's out there almost near the hash marks. It's back to the Peabody 41-yard line after it was down to about the 25.
You know, they change the rules so often. Sometimes...
Well, there's another penalty marker. DeMeo gets the call. 45, 50, down the sideline, and bumped out of bounds. No, yes, he is bumped out of bounds at the 30. But we're bringing it back. This is absurd.
Offsides on classical.
Oh, you're right. It's offsides the Rams. So Peabody catches a break this time after being assessed numerous penalties here in this first half. So a big run by DeMeo. And we have a timeout for Lynn Classical.
Boy, they're just a lot of mental errors.
All right, so ball is going to be all the way down to the 18-yard line of Lynn Classical. Cowabunga. So that's a 41-yard gain. That can't be right. No, 31 yards. 31-yard run for DeMeo as Classical takes its first time out of the half. Only scoring in the ballgame to this point was a 3-yard touchdown run by Noah Friedman, carrying the ball mostly for Peabody, although DeMeo has certainly added to it here now in this second quarter. Eric DeMeo, one of the captains, as a junior. He's listed at 6 feet 235.
Well, Coach Betancourt's out there talking to the officials probably about the rule. I mean, if you have a technique that you've taught the kids on how to block, and then you get into the game and the officials say it's illegal, it kind of changes things around for you. I don't know, he's out in the huddle.
Well, let's see now. After the timeout.
Him out there. Called the play out by the hash mark.
It's an emotional game, Coach. At the 18-yard line. Peabody on the march.
Got the edge.
Friedman. That's closed quickly.
That's what they have to do.
After a couple of yards.
And it's secondary has to come up and make tackles. And he did.
Trying to see who made that stop. I can't see the number from here. Number two. So that's a good stop by Chase Bono as Friedman gets it to the 15th. About a 3-yard gain. Second and seven. Handoff, run play. Fighting his way forward to the 15, to the 10-yard line. And I think that's a different number back there now. Is it Jake Daugherty? I think it was Daugherty carrying the ball. I think it was 11. Yeah, it was Daugherty. It's at the 10. That's at the 10, isn't it? He called 15, but I think it's at the 10.
Yes, it's at 10.
Okay, so it's third down and 2 yards to go at the classical 10 for the Peabody Tanners. There's the I formation with DeMeo, the up back. It's the tailback Friedman who gets it, and he's going
to
be... Oh, he breaks a tackle, squirts loose, and he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Almost tackled behind the line of scrimmage, did a good job to get back to the 10.
Well, that's called a bounce out, and what he does is he tried to run off tackle, and it was no hole, so he tried to bounce it out, and there was nothing outside either.
5 minutes left to go. You can hear the... You know what? I should shut this door. We got the Peabody coaches up here telling Coach Betancourt to call timeout. He's trying to. Coach Betancourt gets it. So Peabody is facing a 4th and 2 at the 10-yard line. 2 for the first down, 10 for the touchdown.
This is a 30-second timeout, and you can only bring one player over to the sideline. A full timeout, you can bring the whole team over.
Okay. So 4:50 left to go in the half. 4th down. 2 yards to go for Peabody at the classical 10. Here we go. I formation. Stacked up behind D'Amato. Play action.
Wide
launches
open.
It to the end zone. Wide open, Doherty. Touchdown. Wow. D'Amato just floated that ball nicely to Doherty. He hauled it in with his thumbs up, fingertips out. And it's a touchdown for Peabody.
Well, it looks to me like classical... You know, took a gamble that it was going to be a running play and took the safety and blitzed him, and there was no one backing him up, so the receiver was wide open.
And D'Amato put a nice touch on it, just
right.
A nice soft little arc. Sometimes a guy so far open, you panic. But that is another touchdown, making it 13-0, 4:46 left to go. First half, Peabody leading. And another point is added on by D'Amato, and it's 14-0. So Jake Doherty, 11-yard pass from D'Amato, with 4:46 left to go in the half. And for Peabody, that was a 9-play, 64-yard touchdown drive. And for the Tanners, they now have 171 yards of offense to 34 for Lynn Classical.
Well, Classical's got to figure out a way to consistently move the ball. And except for that first series, they haven't been able to do anything.
Andrew Nicastro, our streamographer tonight... 14-0 is Peabody will be set to kick off. Over on Channel A, Dan Brissett, Lynn English, and of course, last report we heard from Tim Kearns was Marblehead leading Beverly close to the end of the first half by a score of 12-0. On the kickoff, wow, great coverage by Peabody. My goodness gracious.
Once you turn your shoulders going to the sideline, you lose all your power. So anybody who can tackle you, you got nothing, no leverage at all.
Carlos Gomes with a nice play on the kicking team, stopping Melvin Nieves of Classical. And the Rams will start at their own 24-yard line. With 4:39 left to go in the first half. Classical needing to get some rhythm now on offense. They're going to leave it up to Laurie to carry the ball. Forget about it. Oh, my. Maybe a yard to the 25. Classical quarterback, Matt Lauria. Can do it all. He can throw. He can run. But tough time tonight. Offense stymied by the Peabody defense. Coach, I don't think, just seeing here, Classical has not had a first down since their first possession. They had 3 in the first drive and haven't had one since. So the Rams now bring it out. 2nd and 9 to go on the near hash mark. Lynn Classical moving from right to left. They've got a bunch of receivers off to the right. Hand off on a run play to the right. Yeah. And stopped after about a 2-yard gain. Carrying the ball, Christian Cummings. He's a junior. tried to sweep to the right. A yard there, that's it. So it'll be third down and 7 for Lynn Classical. Coach Tim Phelps over on the far sideline, trying to get his troops organized here to get some rhythm going, get some offensive
flow.
You're
right, Rick. It's just, you know, after a while, you're just calling plays to call plays because nothing's working
no.
right now.
And the Peabody defense is just, diagnosing everything. In the shotgun, quick throw out to the right side. It's complete, but not nearly enough for the first down, maybe 2 yards. I don't know who caught the ball over there.
The defense just swarmed out to the sideline. Great pursuit by the defense.
It was to Ishmael Johnson. But, my goodness, where is it? It's at the 27, 28. Tanners take another timeout. That's their second of the half. As we're down to 2:53, they haven't put the ball down yet. So I'm not sure where it is. I can't see the yard marker off on the far side.
It's on the 27.
Where is it?
I believe it's the 28.
Oh, now I see
line.
It. Yeah, I see the fourth down marker now. Yep. Yep. It is at the 28. Thank you, Coach. So it'll be a punt situation once again for Lynn Classical. And they'll be punting the punt away from about the 17 or 18-yard line. Low snap. Bobbled. Look out. Uh-oh. This could be disaster. But the Rams pick it up. Punter gets back to the 32. That's it. Oh, boy.
Well, low snap. Fumbled the ball. A lot of times, too, is when you're a punter and you're fumbling around with the ball, you got your head up because you're trying to look to see who's coming, and then you can't pick up the ball because you aren't looking at it.
I think that was Robbie Williams' punter, but I did not get the number. And that could spell disaster for the Rams. 38 yards of offense total. But Classical Peabody has it at the Classical 32. 2:46, run play. No, it's a play action. Little flip pass tossed to DeMaio. One hands it and brings it in for a short gain.
Nice catch. Big kid, but he looks very athletic.
That was a basketball pass, sort of. Almost like a free throw. And DeMaio gets it to the 24. So it's an 8-yard gain, second and 2.
So as a junior, he's a captain. So that's
Well, he did a lot of blocking last year, Paul, for Doug Santos. He played a lot as a fullback. I remember that because we covered 2 or 3 games here. And got a lot of experience as a sophomore.
Good-looking player.
Offset eye. Toss to the tailback. Going around the left side. Friedman gets the first down. Close to the 15. It's at the 17. 7-yard gain for Friedman, who's piling up the yards here in this first half. 2:26. Clock moving. Classical, I think, has 4 timeouts left. And, oh no, they're showing 3 timeouts left for each team. So 3 left for each team, with the clock moving at 2:14. And Peabody not in any hurry to break the huddle on the far hash mark. Really nice night. Good numbers for the Peabody Tanners here on the near sideline. Not so bad either.
83.
All right, it's a pitch to the tailback. Running to the right side. That's down to about the 11-yard line. What's the number, Coach, of the runner? 27?
27.
Yeah, Nick Nelsnik, 5'7", 165. And put it at the 12. So 5-yard gain, second and 5. Minute 35 left to go. And we've got a split backfield this time. A wishbone almost. And it's to Daugherty. Big hole on that left side. He squirts through it. He's close to the end zone. And he's stopped just shy of the goal line.
Well, Peabody's got a lot of weapons, and it looks like the offensive line and the other backs block for each other. So that's tough to stop.
10-yard gain for Daugherty. First and goal. 1:14, clock moving. Big contingent of Peabody Tanners musicians here in front of us. On the far hash mark, Tanners amassed now, shoulder-to-shoulder formation, wing off to the right, eye set up behind D'Amato. Hand off, tailback, DeMeo, he's in. I think it's DeMeo. Yep, DeMeo gets the touchdown. And the score has increased now to 20-0. Well, Coach, you got to wonder why Peabody is 1-3, the way they're playing tonight. My goodness gracious. A couple of breaks, they'd probably be 3-1, and looks like they're ascending right now.
Well, I guess you can understand that Beverly score now. I mean, they certainly look like they could be competitive against Beverly, and you know, physically they match up very well against both Marblehead and Beverly. But
another point after by D'Amato, and the score is now 21-0. So DeMeo, 2-yard touchdown run, and for the Tanners, after the muffed punt, or actually the bad snap on the punt, taking the ball over from the 32, took them 5 plays to get in. They did. 58 seconds left to go in the half, and it's 21-0. Peabody. Wow, wow, wow. So the scores for Peabody, Friedman, Daugherty, and DeMeo here in this second quarter. And the Tanners have dominated. They now have amassed 204 yards of offense to 38 for Lynn Classical. But the Rams have weapons, too. You just need to find something that works and then get some rhythm. D'Amato, ground ball kick, bounces through down to the 18-yard line, picked up there by the Rams, returned to the 25, and carrying the ball back was Melvin Nieves. So, Classical starts with 49 seconds left to go in this first half, trailing 21-0.
Well, just a general observation, Rick, is Peabody is just much more physical at this point in the game. Tackling, blocking.
Seemed to be a step quicker, too, Paul.
Right.
At this point, 21-0, as Classical breaks the huddle.
Well, I don't know. They got 49 seconds left.
Right. Loria back in the shotgun with one man left back for protection. Plenty of time. Shoots it long, high, and deep down the right sideline and out of bounds at the 45-yard line of Peabody. Looking way down there for Alex Pedro. And looked like pretty good coverage back there, too. So Peabody overcoming a number of penalties in this first half and bolting out to a 21-0 lead. Second down and 10 at their own 26-yard line for the Rams. 44 seconds left. Loria looking to his right, and he is wrapped up, and he'll be sacked inside the 20-yard line. Now let's see where his progress is. Clock is moving. Progress is at the 21, so it's a 5-yard loss. Second, check it, third and 15. Third down, 15 to go.
I would let it run out,
yeah.
Regroup at halftime.
Yeah, clock
moving. Nothing's going well right now here. Yeah.
Matt Loria, Riccio, Chauncey Williams. On the other side. But Loria now with a third and 15. Clock runs out. They don't get the playoff. So that is the end of the first period. The first half. And so after the first half, it is Peabody leading Lynn Classical by a score of 21-0.
Hi,
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill. At the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever you plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peabody. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peabody to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Okay, we're back at halftime with Peabody Athletic Director Phil Sheridan. How you doing, Phil?
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for letting us come up here. Always appreciate it, and always a great bunch of people up here. And win, lose, or draw, you always get great support for Peabody High School Athletics.
Yeah, we certainly do. The kids, what a great student crowd we have tonight. With, really glad to see that.
Well, it's a beautiful night, and classical travels well, too. It's nice to see so many kids coming out to these games now, and I'm seeing it more and more, and there's an emphasis on behavior and captain's involvement and all that stuff, so it's all good for school spirit.
It's good stuff. The kids are doing a great job.
You know, my question is, Phil, how the hell is Peabody 1-3 the way they're playing tonight? I mean, they look great.
Yeah, they're playing very well. If we could just keep away from the penalties, we'd be great. You know, I think they've played hard all season. The Beverly game, geez, we were right there.
Yep.
And last week was a little tough, and we had a bunch of penalties and stuff, but I think they had a great week of practice this week, and I think they're ready to play.
I think the scary part about Marblehead is Marblehead, it doesn't look like they put together a complete game yet, and they're just cruising. They're leading 19-0 right now over Beverly at the half.
Really? Yeah, they're tough.
Well, Phil, tell us about fall here at Peabody High School. I came here twice this week, try to meet with Coach Betancourt, and both days, this field, the upper field, just packed with kids. So tell me what's happening with sports in the fall here.
Well, the good thing is we have a lot of participation. The kids are really coming out for sports, starting with cross country. Both teams are currently undefeated in the dual meet season. They both did very well at the Frank Kelly Invitational this past Saturday. The field hockey team had a nice tie in today against Saugus. The girls soccer team is rolling along. They're doing very, very well. They're ranked in the Eastern Seaboard right now. So they're doing well. Boys soccer had a nice win yesterday. Volleyball is on a kind of a 5 or 6 game winning streak. They're really coming around. So things are good.
I'm just wondering how many roaches there are. There seems like there's millions of them. And what is the heritage of the running program here at Peabody, Phil? Because I know it goes back a long time, and just year after year, you have so many kids who participate.
Well, you know, the track program has been pretty successful for a real long time. You know, back to the 60s, and you know, George Smyrnius took over in the 70s. We had a very successful run under George Smyrnius. They won the 7 or 8 state championships and a whole bunch of league championships. And you know, I coached in the 80s and 90s, and we had a whole bunch of league championships and a state-level championship. And these two guys, Coach Bryars and Coach Roach, have taken over, and they haven't missed a beat. They I watch them. They're doing a great job. And the kids are really invested, so it's great.
Well, I'm a little upset. Jeff Destino is leaving the Gloucester program because he's now an administrator, and Jeff taking over for the legendary Jim Munn did a great job up in Gloucester as well. So a very competitive North Shore run program in cross country and track and everything else. Phil, with high school athletics involved at all in the Peabody Centennial celebration? Have they been involved with that?
Yes, we were. All of the head coaches, fall, winter, and spring, and all of the captains marched in the parade.
Cool.
I got to march with them. It was fun. We had a great time.
I understand it was a good turnout and a huge parade.
It was a really big parade. I kind of disappointed I didn't get to see it. I was on a side street for about 3.5 hours before we started marching. But once we got going, there's so many. You know, it was nice to see Mr. Buckley, our principal, mentioned, because he was in the parade as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was great to see families along the route up Lowell Street in their yards having cookouts, neighbors getting together. It was kind of like the old days. It was pretty cool.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, let's talk about the playoff format. It's not changing in football this year, and how are the ADs looking at that with the 4 new schools coming in next year? What's going to be the impact of that, Phil?
It's going to be interesting. You know, as far as football goes, only 3 of them will be playing in the NEC, Malden, Medford, and Summerhill. We're going to have to divide up into probably 2 divisions of, mm-hmm. of 8, a 5, 8 and a 7. So that will be interesting to see which division we get in, because if we're in the division of 8, we won't have any non-league games because we'll have 7 games for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get into the playoffs, I mean, it's been fun the last couple of years because we've been in the playoffs. I'm not a big fan because of the way when you're not in the playoffs, it just, I don't know, I'm not really crazy about it.
It seemed to have been proved a little bit last year, although the schools we covered, you know, were in the playoffs, and then they had to, you know, when you get eliminated, then you end up with another game. That seemed to work. At least they made an effort, the MIAA did, to bring your schools back closer geographically to where you would play. I know I don't know who Peabody played after they lost to Everett, but Gloucester ended up playing Winthrop again. Who'd Peabody play?
St. John's Prep.
Well, geographically, that's close.
We were supposed to play Andover, and then all of a sudden we were playing St. John's. Tough game.
I know Andover would be no picnic either with E.J. Perry up there.
Yeah, he's terrific, isn't he?
He is tremendous. He is tremendous.
His grandfather was a great guy.
Well, I know the dad, and they've got connections to the Patriots and to the Houston Texans. It's great. And, you know, that's the one great thing, Phil, is I talk about it a lot when you travel around the North Shore is, you know, it's a good size area geographically, but when you talk high school sports, man, it shrinks to your backyard, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does.
I mean, now your AD's meetings are like that, too. It must be like, I was going to say a fraternity, but you can't say that, but it's like a close-knit organization, isn't it? Even though you're rivals, you're still partners in education.
Yeah, it really is. We had a meeting on Thursday, our monthly meeting, and it's really it's a little interesting because now we have the 4 GBL schools, although they're not playing in the league right now. They're attending the meetings because they begin playing in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have 16 ADs in the room, and everybody's every one of us is, you know, a leader, and we want what's best not just for our own school but for the league. So there's some really great conversation going on. And, it's fun.
That's interesting, you know, and I haven't talked about that with ADs and the overview that you do have, because you have your school, and it's big, and you've got a lot of participants with the school, and I got to let you bail out of here in a minute. But then you go to these to the league meetings, and you've got this bigger picture that you're involved in. So it's really, I don't know, it's eye-opening to me, but you must have different priorities. You have priorities as a group of ADs, and then you have to bring that back to your individual school.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the things that we were talking about, we will be Swampscott. Kelly Farley, the AD at Swampscott, is hosting the Northeast Conference Leadership Conference next Thursday. So all the schools will bring 10 kids, 10 leaders, whether they be captains or student government leaders and so on, to the program. And you know, it's about education too, so it's great.
Emphasis this year on captains. Have you guys had any change in that category in what they do and their responsibilities?
Well, that's one of the things I always talk to the coaches about, that you really need to talk to the captains about what your expectations are of them, you know, and what you expect of them. So the kids know, and they become more invested when they know exactly what you want.
Yeah. I was so impressed with the hockey captains. I got to see Mark Leonard's team a lot, and they were just so impressive. I mean, animals on the ice, and I mean that in a good competitive sense, and gentlemen off the ice. It was great.
Well,
so the message is getting out there.
Yes, it is.
Phil, anything else before I let you go?
No, thanks for having me, and go Tanners.
Oh, we'll be back. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it. That is Phil Sheridan. He's the athletic director here at Peabody High School. After one half of play, it's 21-0. The Tanners are leading this one. We'll be back after this break.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. We're open Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews, seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today. MSONewsports.com, MSO Radio.
Okay, the Peabody Tanners are galloping onto the field, and Classical has already arrived. Tanners heading right toward you if you're watching our video. Hello, once again, I'm Rick Moore, along with former Gloucester football coach Paul Ingram, three-time Super Bowl champion, four Super Bowls in 4 years, and Bill Proposky, our producer and engineer, Andrew Nicastro is our streamographer. 21-0, the Peabody Tanners are leading in this one. Sometimes statistics do tell the story. 204 yards of offense for the Peabody Tanners. 33 yards of offense for Lynn Classical. Classical had three first downs in their first possession and didn't have one the rest of the first half. Two running backs. It's a two-headed monster right now for the Peabody Tanners. Sort of. They also got a big contribution from a third guy. But Noah Friedman, nine carries for 77 yards and a touchdown. And Eric DeMeo, five carries, 56 yards for a touchdown. And Jake Daugherty also has scored a touchdown. So it has been complete control so far for the Peabody Tanners after a very shaky start with a number of penalties.
Well, so it's a lot of times you can get on the sideline, you can tell it's just more physical. Peabody is just a more physical team, and I'm not sure Classical can come back from that. We'll see what's planned for the second half, but can't seem to move the ball or stop Peabody, and here's another example.
DeMeo breaks loose at the 30, 40, 50, gets some blocking, 40, still running to the 30-yard line. DeMeo just following blockers all the way down the sideline on the return, and he got it from his 30 to the opposition's 30, so call it a 40-yard return.
Well, he's 6 foot 235, and he's an athlete.
He's got moves for a big guy.
He does.
Excuse me. They will start at the Lynn Classical 31-yard line. And
that's most not what Classical needed.
Most recently started at the Classical 32 before scoring. So now they will send...
Well, this is a little different. Now they're spread.
Yeah, two off to the left side, including
balanced.
Tyler Rotundo, split wide to the left. It's a counterplay, though, to Noah Friedman. Stutter-stepping in the backfield, spinning around and backing his way for some yardage to the 29 or 28.
Well, that's a different formation. Seemed to be moving the ball pretty well with the other formations, but trying something a little bit different here.
Well, it was a three-yard gain after they had sent Tyler Rotundo out wide.
And yeah, these are unbalanced lines.
Looks like the center is Cam Powers for the Peabody Tanners, and you've got that pistol formation in the backfield. Handoff to the left running back, Friedman, and he's wrapped up for a big loss back to the 35, but it was a face mask.
Face mask.
Yeah, pretty obvious.
Yeah. Finally make a play, and it's a penalty.
Yep, would have been back to the 35-yard line. Would have been a 7-yard loss, but forget about it. Face mask will push the ball deep now into Lynn Classical real estate. Now, the line of scrimmage was at 28. Just underway here in the third quarter. At the half over in Marblehead, it was the headers, check at the Magicians, leading Beverly Panthers. So there you see the 15-yarder stepped off inside the 15, now at the 14-yard line. My.
I don't think you said the score, Rick, did you?
19-0. Marblehead. Probably didn't.
Any other?
No, that's all I have at this point. I can't do it like Bill can. Okay, first and 10 from the Classical 14. And Jake Daugherty gets the handoff, picks his way through, and just walks into the end zone from 14 yards out. Oh, he just picked his openings left and right, and then left and right again, and scored the touchdown. And it's 27-0. Daugherty's second touchdown. Short field again. Only three plays this time to cover the 31 yards. And Daugherty picks up his second score. 14 yards out. As we said, that's three plays, another 31 yards to add to the offensive totals for the Tanners. They now have 235 yards of total offense. D'Amato will attempt the point after. Big rush put on, but he gets it through. Nice
they,
touch.
They rushed all 11.
And let's see. 9:38 left to go. And it's 28-0. Well, play just really underway here, and it didn't start any better for Classical. They needed a better start than that. Didn't get it. And they really need to put something together now.
Well, Well, they look discouraged. I mean, there's not a lot of hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that messed up punt did not help things at all. So there's an over-the-shoulder one-handed catch on the kickoff from the 20, returned to about the 30. Chase Bono with that one-handed reception, pulling a spinning ball in one-handed, reversing his field and getting 10 yards on the return. .926 left to go. Third quarter, 28-0, Peabody. Now the Rams have it at their own 31 on the far hash mark. And let's see if they can put together something here and get their confidence back. Trailing by 4 touchdowns. Laurier is in the shotgun with one man in motion. Bad snap, picks it up off the turf, reverses his field. Trying to cut it outside, and he's going to be dropped for about a yard loss. Boy.
Yeah, they're...
It just seems everything out of sync, and
well, they're trying to make a big play, and by giving up yardage, and it's just not working. You know, the defense is too quick, and they're tackling well.
Quick defensive front four for Peabody, and they're not that big. They're all 195, except for Canella. He's 205. Dan Canella at 205, but James McCarthy, Cam Powers, Brendan Muse, they're all 195. So, it's 2nd and 12 for Classical. Play action, fires it over the middle. Laurier complete, and it's short of the first down, but it's to the 38-yard line. And I think that's the tight end, David Barnard. It is. Again, he's only a sophomore, 6 feet, 220. Big target.
Finally a positive play.
Yeah, and it's out to the 38. So it's about an 8-yard, well, 9 yards from scrimmage. And let's see. That makes it 3rd and 3. Classical has not had a first down since their very first possession. And we're at the 8-minute mark here now in the third quarter. Pitch to the running back. Cutting it outside. It's Chase Bono. Stiff arms the would-be tackler and gets the first down. Out to the 47 or 48-yard line.
Now good blocking on the edge and good ball carrying.
Well, it's not out as far as I thought it was. It's back at the 44, but it's still a first down. 6-yard gain. And their first down since way back on their first possession. Channel A, it's Danvers at Lynn English. And we'll have more football next weekend, of course, with 3 games for you. 2 on Friday night and 1 on Saturday. We will be right back here, Lynn English at Peabody, next week. And in motion is Bono. Reverse the other way. And this is going to be good positive yardage across the 50. And get the number of that running back. All right, that is Alex Pedro with the carry. And it's to the 49 of Peabody. So that's a good 7-yard gain. And now it's... 2nd and about 3.
You know, it's always going in a coach's mind, too. You know, you want to keep going with positive yardage, but then you look at the score, you say, can I do this and
right.
win the game?
All right, on the keeper, Laurier, close to the first down. Powers forward off of tackle. I think he may have it. It's very close. Yeah, he's got it. It's to the 45-yard line of Peabody. Good line surge that time. So they'll move the change. Another first down. And finally, Classical has some offense. Moving. Getting in sync. Getting some rhythm. 6:19 left to go. I know what you mean. You want to get positive yards, but then you think, okay, can you get a big play all at once and climb back
really,
in it?
Yeah, to get back in it and have a chance to win the game.
Mm-hmm. First down for Lynn Classical. They're moving from right to left at the near hash mark. Laurier is the quarterback. Tight formation with 2 wings off to that right side. Hand off. Nope. Play action. Laurier over the middle. Oh, nice catch on a crossing pattern from right to left. at the 28-yard line.
Nice catch. Yeah. But number 9 was wide open on this sideline.
And the completion is to Nieves for
That's
the first down.
What happens is defensively secondary. Secondary have to read keys. And like I said before, and they have to key either tight end. Wide outs are tough to key because they're always going to go out. But your tight end will tell you a lot. And I think Klaskill is running the ball so much that they just stopped reading their keys and came up because they were
first down,
wide open, number 9.
At the 28. Run play, excuse me. Tripped up for no gain. That's Bono.
Sure Montoya would go back to the huddle and tell him.
Well, again, on the previous play, nice pass, nice touch, and terrific catch by Melvin Nibbs running from right to left. He was dropped right after he caught the ball, but he had a good pattern, got the first down. Inside the five-minute mark now, 28-0 Peabody leading Overland Classical. Rams putting together a nice drive now that began back on their own 31-yard line. And they are at the Peabody 28-yard line. And play action again. Laurie on the rollout. Shoots it on the right side. It's tipped up in the air. And it's either caught or intercepted. I think it's caught. Oh, it's intercepted. It is intercepted. And that ball was tipped up in the air, bobbled around, and finally hauled in by Pat McGuire of Peabody High School. And that stops the Rams.
Well, he's just not a real smart thrower. He's covered. Throw it away and give yourself another chance.
Well, they almost doubled their total offense on that drive. Rams now have 64 total yards in this game. And Peabody will take over. I think that's their second turnover of the game. And they're at their own 17. .416 left to go in the third quarter. And here's a counter play. Left halfback going to the right. It's Friedman across the 20. Cuts it further out to the right and knocked out of bounds. Looks like around the 25 and close to the first down.
Bono was right there and he whiffed at the tackle.
Going for the ball maybe. 7 yard gain, second down and 3. Ball at the 24. Tanner's at their own 24 on the near hash mark and they're heading from left to right. In the shotgun, Darty, handoff, big hole, penalty as he gets the first down to the 30, but I think this one's coming back. He got it to the 30, would have been a 6 yard gain, will be a 6 yard gain if it stands, but it won't. Holding, and he'll step it off against Peabody, sending them back toward their own goal line. And the ball will come all the way back to the 14. So it's back to the 14. 3:08 left to go with the clock moving. And a comfortable 28-0 lead for the Peabody Tanners, looking for the first win in league play. And that's hard to believe. Playing so well tonight. They played so well against Beverly. They've had some really good games. Just haven't put it all together, but they're doing it tonight for sure. Play action. Over the middle, D'Amato. Oh, it's almost intercepted by the big guy. Almost intercepted by Barnard at about the 7 yard line, 17 yard line. He knocked it down. David Barnard, linebacker for these classical Rams. They've got some big boys up front. Morse at 205, Dennis Pierce 260, Javier Delgado 210, David Barnard 220. Barnard up on the line. Matt Lauria, Rick Keogh, Chauncey Williams, the backers. Melvin Nieves, Marcus Rivera, Jesse Young are the defensive backs. Run play, they're going to go nowhere for Peabody, and they'll have to punt. So Friedman gets nothing, and the classical defense steps up. And let's see, the ball is at the It's at the 16-yard line. So maybe a two-yard gain. And I think this is the first time they punted tonight? First or second?
I believe so.
Yeah. Maybe the first time. So, 2 minutes showing on the clock exactly. And Darty punts it, fielded at the 49-yard line of the Rams. And reversing his field is Nieves, and he's going to be dropped back at the 50 once again. Melvin Nieves got the ball at the 49, went down to about the 45, and then came back to the 50.
So I said at the beginning of the game, your kickoff team, the outside guys have contained. Well, it's the same with your punt team. You're using your two ends go down, and they contain the runner, and Peabody did an excellent job of that.
What does contain mean? Not let him to the outside?
Yeah, you keep you funnel everything back to where most of your tacklers are.
Uh-huh. So it's right at the 50. On the classical side of the field, the nose of the ball touching the 50-yard line. Rams moving from right to left. Had a good drive most recent time they had the ball, but gave it up on the interception. Now Loria in an empty backfield with a runner in motion. Keeper by Loria off tackle. 5 or 6 yards to the 44 and keeps his legs going, carrying people forward some more. He gets it to the 41. Nice run by Loria. Except the 42 is where they finally put it down. So it's an 8-yard gain, second down and two to go. So it looks like Beverly has gotten on the scoreboard. Looks like it's 19-7. Coach gives us the play, but not the score. Tim Kearns reporting over in Marblehead. Oh, for heaven's sakes, I can't figure out how to use this stuff. He tells us number 33 had a huge run. Do you know who 33 is for Beverly? All right, there's a run play off tackle, and Loria gets the first down on the keeper. So first down, as Loria now is moving the ball by himself here with the aid of his blockers up front, gets it to the 24. I'm sorry, to the 34. 8-yard gain. Tim tells us it's number 33 who scored the touchdown. Over in Martin for Beverly. Flaherty? Maybe it's Flaherty.
I don't know.
Maybe it's Flaherty. I don't know. I don't have the Beverly roster with me. We're down to 22 seconds, and Matt Loria has moved the ball now very effectively for Lynn Classical, running the ball. He's at the 34-yard line of Peabody. Loria again in the backfield. It's empty. This time he'll pitch it to a running back. Big tall kid dumped at the 35. Oh, my. Well, it looks... It's Chase Buono looked a lot taller on this side than he did on the far side of the field. But that is the end of the third quarter. So after three, Peabody Tanners have increased their lead to 28-0. And we'll be back with the fourth quarter.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
First play to start the fourth quarter is a run play for Lynn Classical at the Peabody 35, and the handoff is to Alex Pedro. Cuts it to the left and gets a yard on that play. No, he gets nothing. Back at the 35-yard line, so it'll be...
One of the things you have to do with your running backs is have them believe in the blocking. In other words, don't give up on the play and try to do something else. For instance, in that play, it looked like it was designed to go off tackle, and he tried to bounce it out, and lost yardage, and you have to believe that the off-tackle play is there.
Third down, 11. Loria will keep the ball, and he'll get close to the first down, across the 30, close to the 26-yard line. Keeping the clock moving. The ball is at the 27. So it's about three to go for the first down. And obviously, Classical has to go for it. They're at the 27-yard line of Peabody with the clock rolling. 9:44 left to go in the game. 28-0 Peabody. Matt Loria doing the ball carrying on this series. He's carried it three times and picked up all of the yardage. They started this drive at the 50. And right now, they're at the Peabody 27. So 23 yards on the ground for Matt Loria. Got a running back in the backfield with him. It's a quick pitch, pop pass, drop. Would have been short of the first down anyway. Wow. No, it would have been the first down, but it was dropped. And right. So it's all academic. So that drive fizzles out. Peabody takes over, and they're leading 28-0 with 9:17 left to go in the game. They'll start from their own 27. And they broke it open in that second quarter with three touchdowns dominating the second quarter. Friedman, Daugherty, and DeMayo in the second quarter. And then Daugherty, another one in the third quarter. That's where we are, 28-0. Nice night, good crowd. And offset eye. Daugherty gets the handoff from left to right, gets it out to the 30.
Well, Peabody just went back to the eye formation. They ran in the first half. Second half, they came out in kind of a spread formation.
Daugherty with two touchdowns, leading ball carrier. Is Friedman with 11 carries and 82 yards and one touchdown for the Peabody Tanners. DeMayo in that first half, 5 carries, 56. So, handoff inside run play. DeMayo, he's got some room, and he stiffs arm a tackler, but he brings him down anyway, close to the first down. Looked like DeMayo was going to get a lot more on that one.
That was,
but
yeah,
Ishmael,
that was a nice, right, that was a great tackle by
Ishmael Johnson.
Johnson.
Yep. Did a really good job staying with him.
Tough kid to bring down. And
yeah, the ball is at the 37. So it's third down and one. I thought the male was going to get huge yardage and put out that arm, and Ishmael Johnson got a hold of it and the ball carrier and hauled down the male. 7:51 left to go in the game. Third and short for Peabody. Hand off, off tackle, and first down for Friedman to the 41. Boy, it's easy when your line pushes the other guys off 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. Wow. And you get to walk behind it.
Well, if they physically can't handle them, you've got to move your defensive line. In other words, they got to shoot gaps or they have to slant. There are different things you can do.
Well, Noah Morse.
I always thought the toughest kids were the smaller, quicker defensive linemen that you couldn't get a body on.
Well, I'll have an injury timeout, and we'll come right back with the score 28-0. Peabody is leading Lynn Classical.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Can't you get
game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
So Nora Morse was helped off the field limping a little bit as he went to the sideline for Peabody. It's a first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. I formation again, stacked up behind Loria under center. Counter play from the left wing. Cuts it from right to left. He went from left to right, then cut it upfield. Got about 5 yards before he was driven backwards. Ball carrier was Nick Nelsick. And it is at the 40, almost the 47. A little more than 5 yards, so call it second and five on the far hash mark. Clock moving, 5:57 left to go. Solid, solid performance tonight by Peabody. Again, the I formation with DeMeo, the fullback. Friedman, the tailback, gets the pitch sweeping to the left, following a block by DeMeo. Oh, stops short of the first down. 3-4, Lynn Classical Rams.
Well, I think in this second half, Classical started to get a little bit more physical.
And correction,
to tackle better.
It was Nesnik again with the carry. Yeah, that was a tough play. And maybe 2 yards, third and one, with the clock moving. High formation, two receivers to the right, tailback handoff. First down to the 43. Death to Mayo. It is. And it's a first down for Lynn Classical. Excuse me, for Peabody at the Lynn Classical 43. 6 yard gain. And DeMeo with two carries on this series. Give him 7 carries and 69 yards tonight. Big run play, big gainer for Darty off a right side, all the way down inside the 30-yard line to the 26 or 27. Another first down for Darty.
The defensive end for Classical to the strong side is playing way off the ball. And
well, the Tanners now just running it out, adding to their stats, leading 28-0. And again, a good, solid two-way effort by Peabody tonight. Taking the air out of the balloon for Classical, particularly in that second quarter. Pitch with that wishbone formation to the tailback, coming around left side. That's Nesnik across the 25 to the 21. For that, the 21. Another Ram getting out slowly, but he's okay. That's Bono, who's had an outstanding night on defense. Started pretty hot on offense, but Peabody sort of stifled the offensive effort of Lynn Classical tonight. 6 yard gain for Nesnik. Second down and 4. Peabody taking its time, getting the play on the near sideline from Coach Betancourt. I wish the band wouldn't play during plays. Well, I guess they don't. Okay. My bad. Again, tailback. And off of right tackle, it's Friedman with positive yardage, close to the first down. Need to get to the 17, and that's where they put it. So it's just short.
Well, they're certainly eating up the clock, and win the game the safest way you can.
And they're leading by 4 touchdowns. 2 touchdowns for Daugherty, 1 by Friedman, 1 by DeMail. And they have been the offensive weapons to model the quarterback. Good job by the offensive line, too, tonight for Peabody. Pitch to the tailback, Friedman, following his blocks, cutting it up the middle. And he gets first down to the 9. So he started to sweep to the left, went off tackle following his blocks. Big lane there on that left-hand side and gets it to the 9-yard line. First and goal at the Lynn Classical 9-yard line. Another 8 yards for Friedman. 13 carries, 94 yards. Inside the 2-minute mark. And the clock is moving. Peabody in no hurry to break the huddle. D'Amato just coming back onto the field. Goes over to talk to the referee. Apparently they're going to call a timeout at a certain time. Or what? They wouldn't call a timeout.
If you are going to take a knee, usually you tell the official.
Okay.
And that might have been... No, I think he was just going to let the clock run down. Call a
take
timeout.
The penalty or...
No, they let it run down to the 1 second before it would be a penalty, and then they call the timeout.
All right. Well, this game certainly probably not in doubt after that third touchdown, 21-0. But, Paul, just a solid effort by Peabody on offense and on defense, and that was after they overcame all those penalties.
Right.
They had a lot of penalties in the first half.
Well, they were impressive tonight. I mean, they looked like they executed well. It didn't look like any weakness in the game at all. Kicking game was good. Throwing game was good. Running game was good. They got multiple backs, and they were physical.
So a nice comeback win tonight for Peabody. And the Tanners next week will be at home against Lynn English. Meanwhile, Classical will return to Manning Field to face Marblehead. 32-7, Marblehead leading Beverly late in the game over there. They will take a knee, and so we can kind of wrap this thing up. So a good win for Peabody tonight. They will go to 1-2 in the conference, 2-3 overall. Classical will fall 0-2 in the conference, 1-4 overall. Peabody bouncing back from that 33-14 loss a week ago to Marblehead. So one more snap, one more knee.
Here's that Marblehead's the real thing, you know. With
well, we saw them.
Beverly's one of the few teams that could give them a game.
Yeah. We saw them at Wakefield, and they had an impressive second half. And that's it from Peabody. 28-0 is the final score as the Peabody Tanners have defeated the Lynn Classical Rams 28-0. We'll be back with a wrap on this one. Game coming to you from Peabody's Memorial High School.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
All right, I hope you enjoyed this live streaming video game. Andrew Nicastro, our streamographer. Final score from Puberty's Memorial Field is 28-0 as the Tanners beat the Lynn Classical Rams by a 28-0. Thank you, sir. Have a nice evening. Take care. You're welcome. See you later.
Bye.
All right, the Peabody Tanners just sort of exploded in the second quarter, and it took over the game at that point as no scoring in the first quarter, but then it was their first score came in the second quarter with Noah Friedman leading the way. Noah Friedman, a three-yard run off of right tackle with 9:53 left to go in the first half, and the Tanners took a 7-0 lead. Next score came from Jason Daugherty. Check it from Jeff. Did I say Jeff Daugherty?
Jeff Daugherty played for Danvers.
Yes, I know. So let me get the Jake Daugherty. My God, that's scary. I go back that far. Yeah, Jake Daugherty. Jake Daugherty, an 11-yard catch and run pass from D'Amato at 4:46, making it 14-0 at that point, as D'Amato added the extra point. 9 plays, 64 yards on that possession for Peabody, and they led 14-0. Then they put together a 5-play, 32-yard touchdown drive with 58 seconds left to go in the half, with Eric DeMeo finishing that one off from 2 yards out, 5 carries, check it, 5 plays, 32 yards, as I said, and 21-0 at the half, and that was pretty much it. They completed the scoring in the fourth quarter with Jake Daugherty getting another touchdown from 14 yards out as a result of a turnover and a short field. 3 plays, 31 yards, D'Amato the extra point, 28-0. Statistically, 299 yards of total offense for the Peabody Tanners, and for Lynn Classical, they had a total of 64 yards of offense, and of course, that ain't going to do it. But Noah Friedman, 13 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown. Eric DeMeo, 7 carries, 69 yards, and a touchdown. And Jake Daugherty with a pair of touchdowns, and the Peabody Tanners improved to 2-3, while Lynn Classical falls to 1-4. Lynn Classical hosting Marblehead next week, Peabody hosting Lynn English. Your thoughts, Coach?
Well, every aspect of the game, I think Peabody had them. They were more physical. They executed well. They blocked well. And defensively, they tackled well. So, maybe they're starting to make a run for it, here. But Classical just didn't seem to have it tonight. And, usually the more physical team will win the game. And I just thought Peabody outmatched them tonight in every aspect.
Over Marblehead late in the game, 32-7. The Magicians were leading the Beverly Panthers by a score of 32-7. Here it's 28-0, our final. Our next broadcast will be Friday night. Lynn English at Peabody, Marblehead at Lynn Classical will be our broadcast games. And on Saturday next week, it'll be Danvers at Beverly. So that'll do it from here. My thanks to the athletic director here, Phil Sheridan, and also to Coach Betancourt for their help, and Peabody winning this one by that final of 28-0. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our streamographer, Andrew Castro, and for Paul Ingram, I'm Rick Moore. Good night.